It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnaw Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you very much. Chilly morning out there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice and cool.
Yeah. Almost needed a jacket this morning. 56 degrees outside right now. Almost feels a wee humid out there, yeah. Too.
I had the window open last night. I had to close it because I woke up freezing.
Looking for an extra blanket already, are we? Yeah, we weren't saying that a couple of weeks ago, were we? It's supposed to be actually a pretty nice weekend. There is a chance of some rain coming up on Sunday, but otherwise the weekend looks pretty decent. Sunshine and temperatures in the lower 80s, so not too bad a weekend at all. Not much of a breeze out there either expected here this weekend. Brett Holtz is in with us this morning, as he always is on Friday. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett this morning?
Good morning, Jim. Frustration sets in real quick when something goes wrong with your plumbing and you don't know who to trust. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been solving people's plumbing problems for over 90 years now, learning each and every year better product and better ways of making your frustrations go away. We have learned that quality far outlasts price and that quick fixes only end up costing more money. Our technicians are trained and retrained and are up to date with the latest in technology that will give you the peace and trust in a service company that you need. Give us a call the next time at Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 24315 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. We're going to turn this into a sports talk show this morning. How's that?
Oh, all right.
Jump in when you'd like.
I will. I usually do.
And we're not talking. Yeah, well, I can't stop him. not the Olympics, not the start of the NFL preseason, not the home stretch of the baseball season. Talking golf a little bit this morning. The Tournament of Champions getting underway a little bit later on this morning at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. In fact, we're less than an hour away from the first tee times this morning. And Chris is out there. Actually, Chris sees more of the tournament than I do. I'm stuck up at the clubhouse every year, so I get to see their first swings, and that's about it. You get a chance to see a lot more than that, but a lot of top golfers from around the state coming in this weekend to participate in the annual Tournament of Champions event, which includes both a championship and a senior division again this year, and fairly well split, too. It looks like it's about a 60-40 split with about 60% of the golfers in the championship division, about 40% or so in that senior division, and we saw some pretty good golf last year in both divisions, really.
Yeah, they were both kind of nicely contested runs down towards the end last year for both of the titles, and you get a lot of golfers out there that, of course, are very skilled at what they do. You know, you got some guys out there that are kind of going around on the amateur tour and really playing a lot of competitive golf, and then there's a few guys that, you know, they win their club championship, and they think this is a fun opportunity to come out and compete against some guys that, you know, are at the top of their game.
Well, if you're going to handicap this year's tournament, do you start with Jason Reynolds?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Kind of have to, don't you? Reynolds, who's a Griswold native, he just plods along. You know, it's not like he goes out and throws out. Although he did have a couple of good first and second round scores last year, 65 and 66 in winning the tournament, shot 3 over 72, came back a little bit in that last round, but still shot a 4 under par 203 in last year's tournament. But, you know, just kind of plods along. He's not the longest hitter out there. He's not going to wow you at the tee box like a lot of folks, you know, kind of expect when they come out to see the championship golfers. But it's not always that first stroke that gets you the big points. It's usually the little strokes, the shorter ones that actually score you pretty well in a golf tournament, and he's pretty solid around the greens.
Yeah, if you want to see a consistent golfer, he's the kind of the epitome of that. He's just kind of steady, and I think a big advantage for him as well is he seems to have a really good mental game, because he's a guy that you can't hardly tell, you know, what's going through his mind. He's just out there calm and steady, and you know, keeps moving along and kind of keeps things in perspective, I think, as he plays.
You know, every year we get to that last round especially, and there, you know, there kind of seems to be a pecking order, so to speak, I guess, so the tail end of the tournament, the champion usually is going to come from one of the last two groups. You know, it's a tough course because it's par 69, so you're losing three strokes off the top from what you would normally expect to be par at a golf course, and you know it can be difficult at times. Some of the guys that play there week after week, day after day, probably thinking, "What are you talking about? It's not that bad." But you know, it plays differently during the Tournament Champions. The greens are taken care of a little bit differently. The pin placements are a little tougher. The tee markers are back a little bit further, and you know, just there are so many different things. And you know, when you're just out there playing, you know, with the guys or with your wife, it's a whole different thing than when you're up there playing in a championship tournament kind of event too. But it's a lot different, actually. Yeah. But you know, it's hard to make a big run. But boy, last year we almost saw that. Aaron mm-hmm. Aronson last year just absolutely shot out of his gourd in that last round. I mean, he's a nice golfer anyway. He's played well here before, but 71 and 70, he plays out of the Manning Manila Golf Club, and he was sitting at 3 over par after the first two rounds, and then he just went berserk in the last round, shot 63. I mean, a 6-under par total for the round. You know, that's a pretty salty score on a course like that, in a tournament setting like that, especially in the final round.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he made up 9 strokes on Jason Reynolds last year. Problem was, he needed to make up 10, as it worked out, so he finished a stroke back. But that was a pretty impressive run. I don't know how much of that you actually saw, because he was a few groups further back. But, you know, it's one of those rare instances where you have somebody make a late charge on Friday from someplace you really didn't expect it. Not that he's not the kind of a golfer that can do that. He obviously is. But it's really kind of fun to see some of those kinds of things happen, too, when it just turns on and somebody just gets hot.
Yeah, it's fun to see. And, you know, unfortunately, the way we kind of go, we're falling usually that last group because we expect, you know, one of those guys to be the ones that ends up winning the tournament. So, yeah, we didn't get to see a lot of him making that charge last year. But it was fun to hear it out on the course, you know. And then, well, we had make sure we sent somebody out there to figure out what was going on, because hey, here comes this guy shooting this great score. And it makes it fun when you got guys that can come out and do that.
You bet. Should be a lot of fun again this weekend too, because again, you know, a lot of these guys are back. That's one of the neat things about Tournament of Champions, is we get a lot of just a lot of love from a lot of these past mm-hmm. champions. There are other events going on. There's another big event going on in Iowa this weekend as well that they could be participating in, but they choose to come back to the Tournament of Champions. And in addition to a lot of the top local golfers from around southwest Iowa, there are a lot of guys coming in from all over the state. Maybe you heard Dan White a couple of days ago kind of talking about the loyalty that they get from some of these guys, but some really top golfers. In fact, some of these guys that just, you know, you wonder why they keep coming back. Well, they enjoy it. They're treated well. They like the course. They like the people. That's what it's all about. You know, guys like, well, that 1040 grouping this morning. Going off at 1040 this morning would be Ron Peterson. He's won, I don't even remember, 5 or 6 championships here at the TFC. He'll be playing, and also he'll be in a group with George Gartelos, the defending senior champ, who's also won the regular Tournament of Champions mm-hmm. title. John Wilmore, who's a past champion here, he's playing the seniors group, and Rick Thompson has also won a championship here, is playing in the seniors group as well. So, you know, a lot of guys like that. Guys also around the area that are participating this morning, in case you're wondering about different tee times and things. The first group goes off at 8:30 this morning, and that'll include some local guys as well. Brad Hartkopf and Arnie Lystad, both of Atlantic, will be teeing off in that first group this morning. Also in the 8:40 grouping, Dave Ross of Atlantic, Jeremy Perkins from Oakland, Ryan Hinker from Harlan, Brad Bailey from Trainer, all in that group. Jim Turner of Audubon and Jerry Hoff of the Oakland Golf Club. Kim Peters, who lives in Adairs, from the Crestwood Hills Club, and the Happy Hollow Club's Don Perrin is from Corning, will be in that 8:50 group. Also, as you look down the road here, Ron Calhoun of Anita, Crestwood Hills, will be in the 9 o'clock group this morning. Blair Hoig, who's from Ankeny now, he's an Elkhorn area native, he's in the 9 o'clock group. Also, let's see, what else do we have? Jason Calhoun of Crestwood Hills and Anita will be in that 9-10 group. Aaron Aronson, we mentioned earlier, he'll be in that 9-10 group. Alex Beierlein of Adair, representing the 5x80 club, will be in that 9-10 group this morning. Tad Olson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will be in the 9-20 grouping this morning. The 9-30 group includes Jeff Goody of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, Daryl Armstrong, who's a top 6 finisher in the senior division last year from Anita, along with Andrew Martin, who's the Nishna Hills Golf Club champion. At 9:40 this morning, Matt Gross of Nishna Hills, Ryan Kirkhoff of the Griswold Country Club will be in that group. Also at 9:50 this morning, Lyle Wittrock playing in the senior division from Adair. He's representing 5x80. He'll be in that grouping going off at 9:50 this morning. Derek Jacobson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will play alongside Jason Reynolds, the defending champion, in the 10 o'clock group this morning. Also this morning, Chris Nelson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will be in the 10-10 grouping, and there are several others as we go through the morning as well that'll be in one of these tee times here this morning from around this area. Also, Ross Martins of the Shelby County Golf Club, he's from Portsmouth, he'll be in the 11 o'clock group. Jim Wood of Red Oak, Cole Davis of the Logan, Missouri Valley Country Club in the 11-10 group. At 11:20, Scott Schoenrock and Paul Huddleston and Mike Martinall from Nishna Hills will be in that 11:20 group, along with Chris Larson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and they're all playing in the senior division. Also playing in the 11:30 group this morning, Jeff Morenz of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will be part of that group. And also the last group will go off at 12:10 this afternoon as we finish things up. Darby McLaren of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club also will be in a group that will go at 11:50 this morning. And Rob Langfelt of Crestwood Hill, Zach Christensen of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will be in the noon grouping today. So lots of golf. First group goes off at 8:30. The last group set to tee off at about 12:10 later on today. Now, if you just can't get yourself enough of that Tournament of Champions golf, well, then don't turn your dial. Just leave it right here. We'll have live coverage all day long today. We'll have live coverage Saturday and Sunday as well from the Tournament of Champions, as we'll be breaking in with some regular coverage throughout the course of the day. We'll have actually our first report this morning, less than an hour away, about 8:35 this morning. I'll be out at the Country Club to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the early stages, and we'll get things set up for you. But also you can follow along online as well. You can listen here at AM 1220 or FM 101.1. You can also catch it online. We're streaming live at KJAN.com. Just hit that Listen Live button up in the top right-hand